We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Kovav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by Gufa, around 7 lines from the top. Gufa, Omar Rav Huna Amar Rav, he said, Amar Diga Chiddush, Mono Li Biyadcha, you go over to a fellow and say, you know, you owe me $100. But Allah Omer, Ein Lecha Biyadik Klum, I don't have anything. Ben Nishvan, he swears that he doesn't owe anything. Uvo Edim, and then Edim came that he really does have it. He's Potter. Shenema, V'lokach Ba'ala, V'lo Yishalim. It says in the Pasuk that the Baal, the owner, takes the Shvua, and then he doesn't have to pay. And with Darshaning, he darshes it, that's even more than right now. Kivan Shekiblu Baalim Shvua, once the Baal was Makabal Shvua, Shuv Eima Shama Maman. It's Mafkiya the Chayiv Maman. Once he makes the Shvua, it's Mafkiya the Chayiv Maman. Even if Edom come afterwards and say, you are Chayiv Maman, and the Shvua is a Sheker, you still don't have to pay. It's a big shout on that Chayiv Maman, what's the Pshat, but this is the Gerez Kosov. The Chazanish learns more than like Kam Dina means if Bezin makes a Psak, they don't switch to Psak. But whatever the case is, we're learning from this Pasuk that once you make a Shvua, Ein Mishama Mamun. Omer Rava, Mistavra Milsa the Rav, Milva the Lo Yitzonin. Rava says Mistavra that Rav's halacha is Dafka by a Milva, Dafka by Hava, the Lo Yitzonin. That there, my $100 I gave you is gone, and now I need something back. So I take the shvua back instead of the money. That makes sense. Ava b'kadoin b'shusha demari koyi. Ava b'kadoin is b'shusha demari koyi. He says b'kadoin levayis is still mine. It's still my watch. I gave you a watch for safekeeping. Now I'm saying where is it? You guys know it. I don't have it. It was stolen. He makes a shvua, and now he says, you know what? Here it is. So the Edom come and say, here it is. Edom say it belongs to them. Edom come and say that it's there. So there, if Edom come, so we're saying that by Pekadon, are you going to say now by Pekadon that you don't have to, you made a shura, you don't have to give it? No, it's mine. It's Beshus tomorrow. It's still my watch. So Svar will be, it's only by Halvar, this halacha, not by Pekadon. But Valhim Amarav, I feel Pekadon. But he said with a shura, that Rav holds even by Pekadon, the Chiksiv Kra by Pekadon Ksiv, because the whole Mekar Hadavar is in the Pasuk Lachach Balav Yishalim. Where's that Pasuk? That Pasuk is in the Parash of Shoimrim. It says, Shvuas Hashem Tir Ben Shneim, Im Loy Shalach Yodim Lechas Re'eu, but Lachach Balav of Loy Yishalim, the Pasuk is in the Parash of Shoimrim. It's by Pekadon. So obviously Rav said it even there. So Akapon, that's Halacha of Rav. Huh?
Maybe it's only
by Pekadon. That's not as far as Kavachem, you have Vahava. So, Lemaisa, we have over here this halacha that's going by both Milva and Pekadon, that you make a shvua, and then after Edom comes saying you made a shvua sheker, the halacha is you don't have to pay because you made a shvua already, so you gave you mafkia the chayv already, you patted yourself from the chayv with that shvua, and it's over. So, in order to have different questions, there's like obvious questions you can think of that could be on Rav. Let's see the Gemara. Eisvet Achabam Yemi Rav Nachman. Rav Achabam Yemi asked a question to Rav Nachman about Rav's halacha. We have in the Mishnah, Hecham Pikdaini, Amalei, says, where's my Pikdaini? Amalei, Avad, it's lost. Mashviachani, Va'omar, Amen. He says to the fellow, where's my Pikdaini? So he says, it's lost. Mashviachani, Va'omar, Amen. Va'edim, Eidim, Oisai, Sha'oklu. And Eidim, Amei, that he ate it. Mishalim, Esai, Karen. The loch is that you pay the karen. So what's the case? Here is the case. We asked where my Pekadon is, and he said it was lost, and he made a shua about it. And the Edom say he really ate it. The loch is he pays the karen. Hoidim atzma, he's made himself b'sham karen karen zashem. He's made himself his karen karen zashem. So the kash is in the reisha. We'll see why in the Gemara later on that the sefer is not shver. But the kash is in the reisha. The reisha is the case. We made a shua, and then Edom came and said he's lying. Loch is he pays the karen. What do you mean? We just said that if you make a shua, you part of the karen. Rav Nachman says that here we're talking about going to Nishba Chutz LeBezdin. That here you didn't make a Shua in Bezdin. The only time we say that it's considered that you paid it only if you made a Shua in Bezdin. Here was out of Bezdin. It's not enough to mafkia the Mamon if it's out of Bezdin. It's be a Shua in Bezdin. So here was a Shua out of Bezdin and not in Bezdin. If that's the case, that was Shua. Out of Bezdin, name is Sefer, Hechem, Begdoini, Omaloi, Nignav. He says, where's my Pekadon? And he says, it was stolen. Now we know, just to give you a little background, there's a halacha called Tain Tanis Ganav. If you have a Shomer, he claims it was stolen and he makes a Shua, and then it's found out that he took it. What's the halacha? He pays Kefal. By Tain Tanis Ovad, and he's found his law, he doesn't pay Kefal. But if he said it was stolen, the Pasuk says he pays Kefal. We had this in Perek Meruba. So here, that's the Sefer. The Sefer's case is like this. Hecham begdoni omar lo inignav mesviach ani zav made a shvuah v'ama to make a shvuah for me v'ama amein ve'idim v'idmoyse shugam v'vun and said he stole it himself. Mashalim shum kefli, pay careful. Hoydem atzmoy mashalim karen chaimish v'ashom. If he's made himself, but he's going to again. This lach before also that the lach is if you make a shvuah shek and then you made it yourself, you pay karen chaimish v'ashom. If edim come, then you don't pay karen chaimish v'ashom, and it depends. If it was tiny tannis avad, you pay karen. If tiny tannis ganiv, you pay kefil. So the kasha is like this. If we're talking about this mishnah is talking about a case of shvua. This case, the one of shvua chutz lebezdin. If it's the one shvua chutz lebezdin, so that's what learned the ratio, and that's why in the ratio of the ratio over here, that's why you pay karen because it was chutz lebezdin. So what's the safest case? You made a shvua chutz lebezdin. Is there a din tain tanis gadah by shvua chutz lebezdin? So v'isak da'at chutz lebezdin, you kefil. It's no kefil. No tain tanis gadah by bezdin because it says in the pasuk nikra v'al bayis elohim. You have to do dafka in bezdin that shvua of tain tanis gadah. So how can you say it's chutz lebezdin? So we're saying, well, you can't learn this Mishnah of Chutz Bezdin. It has to be in Bezdin. And if it's in Bezdin, it's a kasha from the ratio that says that in Bezdin, an Edom comes, say you're lying, you have to pay. Not like Rab. Amalei, I could have answered to you, Yachid Mishnu Yilacha, Reisha Chutz Bezdin, that the ratio is at a Bezdin. V'seifa be-Bezdin. And Seifa is in Bezdin. Miu, Shinua de-Chika, Loi Mishnu Yilach. We don't say a Shvera, answer to say that the Reisha is talking about Chutz Bezdin, Seifa is in Bezdin, that's Shver to say that. So I'm going to tell you, Idvidi Bezdin, but both of them are Idvidi Bezdin, both of them in Bezdin. And that's why in the Seifa, Yechayiv Kefil, because he did it in Bezdin, and that's Pshat. Watch, what's Pshat in the Reisha? Why there, Rav said, L'chayra, that if you make a Shvua, then you don't have to pay, even if Edom come. Once you make a Shvua, you're Potter. V'loi Kasha, Kam V'Kofatz, Kam V'Shloi Kofatz. The Reisha is talking about that. He jumped and made a shvua before Bezdin was mechayiv him. Bezdin was not chayiv him the shvua yet. He jumped and made the shvua. This din of Rav, that have a lakach bar of lo yishalim, is only if Bezdin is mechayiv the shvua. Masha Inkein, the Seifa is talking about where there, Bezdin was mechayiv the shvua. And Rashi says, it's better, it's less of a doichik to say, we're both talking about in Bezdin, and one's kafats, one's lo kafats, than saying, one's in Bezdin, one's out of Bezdin. Tuma kaimis is more, that's what Rashi says. V'nichale l'ukmei betray gavni, uvechad duchte in one spot. Well, look, with a snake becomes the two different spots. That's already a bigger daichik. This is less of a daichik. It's also a daichik, but less of a daichik. Agapalim, what's tomorrow's teretz? Tomorrow, the kasha that says in the reisha that he took a shua, you still have to pay if Edom come. Teretz is the case was there. You were kafat. You didn't. Bezdin was mechayiv shua. You made a shua before Bezdin was mechayiv shua. The sefer that says the yechayiv kefil because tain tanis ganiv. There is talking about you were not kafat. Bezdin was mechayiv shua. So all these cases, you realize you still can ask from the Seifa. Why isn't the Seifa cash on Rav? And the Seifa says he made a shvua, and then he was moedid, pays Karen Chaim Shvayim. Why does he pay Karen? He made a shvua, and this was in Bezdin. So the Gemara is going to say later on that by Hoida, Rav didn't say his halacha. Only say halacha by Edom. That's the Gemara is going to say. Like upon him, that's what I'm saying. The cash only for the ratio so far.
Why would that make a
difference?
The holy
law,
if Edom comes,
yeah,
doesn't have to pay according to
Rav. He made a shua, yeah.
Because he made sure
when
he says
like,
it's a Gemara dinner or
something. Yeah, right.
The wife is made after
when you
change it.
Right, that's a good question. But that's the Rav's halachas, like, Zeres HaKos, he only said it by a case of Edom come and change it, not by a case of Hoida. Yeah, you have to know the Svara. You have to know what the Svara is. Yeah, the Gemara's say that later on, so I'll ask the Kasha then. Amalei, so we'll get that's what happened over here. Only Ram Bacham Rav Nachman Mechti. So Ram Nachman said Rav Nachman was busy with this, trying to answer Rav's halacha. So he tells Rav Nachman Mechti, the Rav is Svir Loch. You don't hold the Rav, and the Rishonim speak out that the Gemara knew that Rav Nachman didn't hold the Rav. So he says you don't hold the Rav. So Meskrin Avshchad Rav Lomaloch. Why are you so busy answering Rav? Amolei, you're right. I don't hold of it. But Lefrushid LeRav, the Rav, I'm just trying to explain Rav. The Rav Hochi Mataras Lomasisim. This is how Rav answered the Mishnah, so I'm explaining it. That's what I asked. How can you hold back Rav? A Rav Krah come and brings a pasuk. Amri Krah is for something else. The pasuk is teaching us L'chol Hanishbaim Shabatayra Nishbam LeMeshamin. A Stam Shvu in the Torah is the Nitva makes the Shvu to patter himself. So it's teaching us the chol hashbam shavat Torah nishbam v'lo yishalim dasa. The lokach ball of the baal takes a shvua v'lo yishalim misha lo v'shalim. The one who's supposed to pay doesn't pay. Who nishba? He's the one who makes a shvua. Misha lo v'shalim. Who nishba? He's the one who makes a shvua. That's what we're learning from the pasuk according to Rav Nachman. Rav learned from the pasuk that you take a shvua you part of a mammon. We're saying the Rav Nachman argued the whole halacha. I would do the pasuk. What's teaching us the all nishbaim are nishbam and potter, not nishbam v'noitlim. It's nishbam v'lo yishalim. So what do we write? Masiv Rav Nun, not a kasha. Hashbiya lov chamisha pa'amim, beim ifnei bezdin, beim ishloi ifnei bezdin. This Mishnah is a chiddush that if you mishbia someone five times on the same money, you bring him over here, you bring him over there. Every time you ask him about it in Bezdin, he says, I don't owe it, and I'm making a shvua. So the halacha is, if you swore five times, say before Bezdin, say shloifnei Bezdin, shloifnei Bezdin, the kafar alav, and you denied it, chayev kol achas v'achas. You chayev on every single one, the chaymesh v'asham. Because every shvua needs a kapara of chaymesh v'asham. V'om Rav Shimon, matam, what's the reason? He's explaining why is it considered a kfiras mamon the second time. It's already over. Teretz is because I could have been ma'ida. Now I'm happy ma'ida. I'm saying shvua again. I don't owe it. That's a new kfiras mamon, and therefore in every single shvua you can pay chaymish v'asher. That's what it says in this mishnah. Now the hacha that here the shaila is over here. It's saying chayv kol achas v'achas. It sounds like chayv the karen also. So chayra. In such a case where you made a shvua and then Edom came, it says Yichayiv, or you were moida here, that case has to be moida here because Yichayiv Asham, here you were moida afterwards. So it's saying over here you were moida afterwards, what's the halacha? That you pay money. Vahacha, here you made a shvua Adi Bezdin, it says Hishbiya Allah. Vahacha covers and what's his Amrit, Hishbiya Allah Ktani, it says Hishbiya Allah. You also can't say it's Chutzal Bezdin, Lemas Amrit, because it's Refnei Bezdin Ktani. So here, what are you going to do? The Gemara doesn't know yet that Maida is different. That's why I was spoken after you to help the Elam out, but we don't know that yet.
It's after the first time
he was Maida. He wasn't Maida. He Maida after all five times he was Maida. He could have been Maida, but he wasn't Maida.
He wasn't Maida. Only after
5 times. Yeah, he was everything. Yeah, all five. He pays Chaymish Vash, Karen Chaymish Vasham. He pays Chaymish Vasham each Shavuot, and he pays the Karen. The Chayra, you don't pay Karen five times, obviously. You pay Karen once, but you see, you pay the Karen, even though he had a Shavuot. You know, Mafkia from the whole case. So it's a kasha on Rav. Don't say here it's chutz lebezdim because it's bein mifnei bezdim and shlomim. Don't say it was kafah says shbiya. So what's the pshat over here? So Gemara answers, who moisiv law, who mafarik law, litzdadim ktani. He says that you're going to read this mishnah litzdadim. That of course it's talking about either chutz lebezdim or kafahs. And you read like this, hishbiya love. The word shbiya is going on in the case of chutz lebezdim. And Uba Bezdin is Kafats. That means in this Mishnah it said a Shvi'a love that the Mechayivim. Bezdin was Chayivim Shvua. He went out of Bezdin, he made the Shvua there. That's one of the cases. Or he was Kafats in Bezdin. And both those cases are not Rav's case. Rav says only if it was Bezdin and on Shvi'a love. And that's not the case of this Mishnah. We'll say it's a Stardom. The Shvi'a love is going on in the cases of Shloi Bezdin. And Bifnei Bezdin was Kafats. So we answered so far for the time being Rav's halacha. Masav Rava, Baal Abayis Shetan Tainas Gam V'Kadon. Baal Abayis was a Shomer, and he's a Shomer Chinam, and he says, the owner comes, where's my watch? It was stolen. He says it was stolen. V'Nishpan, he swears. And afterwards, he was Moida V'Hoida, and then Ubo Edim, he said, actually Ubo Edim, if he's Moida before Edim come, Misham Karen Chomesh V'Asham. You don't pay Kefal because you were Moida, but you pay Karen Chomesh V'Asham because of your Shua. Vimishabo Edim, let's say Edim comes. When Edim comes, he's Chayev Kefal. And then afterwards, he's Moida also. So, Bo Edim Moida, Hoida, Misham Tasumi Kefal. He pays Kefal as the Edim, and he brings the Asham because of the Shua. You don't bring a Chaymish because the Chaymish is included in the Kefal. Vahacham, so that Adkan, this Mishnah. Vahacham, Chutz Lebezdin, Vikafas in Matzazam. So you can't say here it's Chutz Lebezdin and Kafas. Why? Because it says Kefal Ktani. It says you Chayev Kefal from the Edim. So clearly, we're talking about in Bezdin, and it was a shua ayde Bezdin, because there's only chayv tainas ganav if the shua is done in the proper way. V'nikar v'alabayis elohim, you have to be a proper way. It has to be like that. So what's going on over here? Here you see, you have to pay. You have to pay, even though here's clearly you have to pay, even though you had a shua. So it's kasha rav el amar rava kol hoida lo yishna tainas avad. Rav never said his halacha by a case of hoida. If you are moida, and that's how we know that you're, that's how we know, there's no din of Rav's din. Loy omar Rav, doksiv visvada. Because the pasuk says, visvada, the Torah says, visvada, the boyish tumi, kerem chemish vasham. Kerem chemish. And every visvada is on a shvua. So obviously you pay kerem chemish. And also, Toyin Tanis Ganev Vo Edim, even by case of Edim, Nami Loi Amarav, Dok Siv, Tashlume Kefal. The Torah says, there's a Din Kefal by Toyin Tanis Ganev after a Shvuah. So it also can't be Rav saying a Lachadir. You ask, what's the Svarah? It's a Gzeres, a Kosov. Rav could not say as halacha that by case of Nesgan, you made a shvuah and say you don't have to pay. The Torah says you have to pay careful, so that's apt. The case of Hoida, it says a person's moida on a shvuah shekel because Keren Chayim is also. That's out also. So where was Rav's halacha? Rav's halacha is a specific case. Kikom a Rav, when the Rav says halacha, he only says halacha by Tainus Ovad. Kikom a Rav, Kigoyin Chetoyin Tainus Ovad. He Tainu was lost. Vinishpani swore. But Loy Hoida was moida. Ubo Eidim, if he was moida, he was Keren Chayim. He was moida. That was the case. So we got Klar, what's Rav's case? Rav's case is where Tainus was Ovad and Eidim came. If it be Tainus Ganav and Eidim came, he'd pay careful. But here, Tainus Ovad, Eidim came, he pays nothing. He's made a shvuah already.
Eidim came and said he sold it.
Obviously, he took it. Yeah. He didn't lose it. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, whatever it is. Eidim came to Pshi also, whatever. Once he makes a shvuah, he's potter. Eidim came and stole it. Eidim said, that's halacha. Tainus Ovad, then he stole it. You don't pay careful. That's halacha. Tainus Ovad, and you don't pay careful. Yeah. Akapanim, in any case, Rav's halacha is dafka in that case. But if it's time down as ganev and Eidim come, you chayev careful. If it's you, any case you made a shvuah and you a moida, you pay Keren Chayim shvuah shom. It's only Eidim by time down as avid. Oh, that's the case of Rav. Klar? Good. Talk to Gemara. Also, Rav Gamda, Varo Shmaitz made the Rav. So, Rav Gamda said the Shmaitz in front of Rav Ashi. What he said was, this Rava's limitation of Rav's halacha. We limited Rav down to Tainus Avad. So Rav Gamda said this to Rav Ashi. By the way, you know, Rav's halacha. Rav said Rav's halacha is only geya for Tainus Avad. Amalei hashto. Now, look, if you look back at the Gemara, the kasha from Mishbil of Chamisha Pa'amim, right? That's one of the kashas. So there was a case of Hoida. He was Maida. They pay Chamisha from everyone. He's Maida. So there, the answer to that, before we answer, let's start them, right? Rav Nuna asked the kasha, so we answer, let's start them. We have been much of the terrorists. By Hoida, the Rav never said as halacha. By Hoida, Rav said, "Never says halacha." It's not sure from there. The problem is, who asked the kasha from there? Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna is a Talmud of Rav. Rav Amnuna is a Talmud of Rav. So also, Rav Gamda almost might say, "Kamei Rav Ashi Amalei Hashda Umar Rav Amnuna Talmidei the Rav." Rav Amnuna is a Talmud of Rav. Yada the Amar Rav Hoida veKamoisiv Hoida. He knows what Rav says, and he asked the kasha from Hoida. Va'at Amos Hoida Lo Amar Rav. He obviously knew that Rav said it by Hoida because he has a kasha from Rav and Hoida, a case of Hoida. So how can you say Rav never said like Hoida? Rav Nuno, who knows Rav's Talmud, and he asked the kasha from Hoida. By Chamisha Dvarim, that case. Look at tomorrow. Most of Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked the kasha. Rav Amnuna asked his kasha from Chamisha Dvarim. He's the one who asked the kasha on Rav. I mean, if Rav never said it like Hoida, he would know. So how can Rav say it and say Lacha by Hoida? Rav Nuno asked the kasha. Was Talmud Rav? So to Gemara, I'll tell you what Rav Nuna's kasha was. Rav Nuna knew that Hoida was different, but he had a still had a kasha. Why? Omalei Rav Acha Savala Rav Ashi. Rav Nuna hok kasha. This is Rav Nuna's kasha. On top of Amabeitz, I amrit bishloma nishba ki osu edim mechayiv. It says if you hold his kasha, Rav was if you hold not like Rav, and you hold that if you make a shvuah and then edim come, you are chayiv. Let's say by Tain Tanas Avad. So omtu lahochi mechavin la carbon ashvua b'sraisa. Then we understand you'll be chayiv a carbon shvua on the last kfira, on the four last kfiras. Hoyel v'yochel lachs loydas. Because if you since you can be moydas, so separates the shvua, and the chayiv is in the belt also, because it'll be there edim. I'll explain this after read it inside, but let's read it inside first. Eli armet ki osu edim potter. But if edim will come to potter, mi ki mi di lo osu sadi masadi bei potter. Vanan neku v'nechayv v'karben shvuah hoyel v'yoch lachs lahoydos has to mila oydi. It wasn't oydi yet. Rav Nuna is telling like this. You hold Rav that if when the first guy the first time he tied, he was lost. I mean the shvuah was lost. Now if Edom would come right now and say no, you have it. The loch is your potter. So now when he comes to me again and says you have my thing a second time and he says he makes it on a shvuah. How can he chayv in that shvuah? Has a kfiras moment. Right now he's potter. If Edom Akam is Potter, he is really Potter. You tell me he could have been Moida? He could have been Moida? He wasn't Moida yet. He wasn't Moida yet. He didn't activate the Achiev. The Achiev is not possible in Bezdin to be Chayiv. It's impossible to be Chayiv this guy in Bezdin. Even if you have 40 Edom coming in Achayiv. So that was Rav Nuna's Taina. Really, if you hold that Edom Akam is Potter, how can you be Chayiv Keren Chayiv Mishvashim? How can you be Chayiv Mishvashim on that Shua? The second Shua is not a Kfiras Mammon. You don't have a Achiev Mammon. I could be Moida. I wasn't Moida yet. I didn't activate the Achiev yet. That's the Taina. So, if you look back at, so that was his taina. So that's what Runa was saying, the Lachaira at the Kasha and Rav, because it says over here that what the lashon of that Mishnah means, it separates each Shvu into a new Shvu, because it could have been Moed in between. But he's tiny, it wasn't Moed, how is that a Kfiras moment? How is that a Kfiras moment? Because they can't Mechayev you in Bezdin. So that was the tiny Rav Runa. So if Adam Runa is masking that Moed, he holds Yichayev. But he holds, if you're not Chayev Eidim, then you cannot be Chayev a carbon Shvu, because there's no kfiras mamon here as long as there was no edim. If edim can't be chayv, it can't be called kfiras mamon as long as you were not moida.